Now to Afghanistan. Zalmay Khalilzad, the U.S. Special Envoy to that country, says the U.S. and the Taliban are at the threshold of an agreement after 9 rounds of talks in Doha. Those talks have been going on for months, with both parties negotiating a greater political role for the Taliban and the withdrawal of U.S. forces. But Taliban fighters are still on the offensive. This weekend, they launched 2 separate attacks on 2 northern cities. Reporter Jennifer Glass is in Kabul. Jennifer, thanks for joining us.
Great to be with you, Leila.
So this isn't the first time we've heard from negotiators that a deal is close. This war has been going on for 2 decades. What's different this time?
Well, we know that the U.S. Secretary of State had said he kind of wanted a deal to happen by today, September 1st. We have presidential elections happening later this month, September 28th. There have been 9 rounds of talks, as you said, but now we have the U.S. negotiator and the Taliban both saying that this latest round was successful. He is saying they're on the threshold of a deal, and he's on his way here to Kabul to consult with the Afghan government.
So last week, President Trump said that the U.S. is considering only a partial troop withdrawal, and this was a surprise to the Taliban, according to a spokesperson who spoke to NPR. The impending deal, they thought, hinged on a full withdrawal. Do we actually know what's in the deal?
We're not sure. It hasn't been made public. What we understand is that there'll be a timeline for some sort of phased withdrawal of American forces in exchange for counterterrorism assurances from the Taliban. But really what's crucial is what's not in the deal. In March, there were 4 conditions, these counterterrorism, the U.S. withdrawal, but also the intra-Afghan dialogue and a comprehensive ceasefire. Now then, Zalmay Khalilzad was saying there's no final agreement until everything is agreed. And now it seems as though he is saying that the intra-Afghan talks that will happen after this agreement is signed will basically spell out any sort of long-term peace and a long-term ceasefire. So we don't know how many specifics are in it, and a lot of people here are uneasy that they don't know what exactly has been agreed.
And then in the meantime, the Taliban is still launching attacks, and it seems like a tool for leverage. What will end the fighting?
Well, that is a great question and the real question here. And the son of the famed Northern Alliance commander, Ahmad Shah Massoud, this week is actually hedging his bets. He is bringing together on Wednesday an anti-Taliban coalition. They say they're going to fight the Taliban politically and militarily if necessary. Really kind of an indication that the Afghans aren't sure that they can trust the Taliban at all. Leila, while these negotiations have been going on for 9 months, the Taliban have continued to fight on the ground, trying to increase their leverage on the battlefield so that they would have more influence at the negotiating table. And so Afghans aren't sure whether any peace agreement will mean the fighting is going to stop.
So then what does that mean for Afghanistan's upcoming presidential elections scheduled for later this month?
Well, President Ghani has insisted these elections should go forward, but this week, Abdullah Abdullah, his main contender and his chief executive officer, has said he's ready to quit the elections for the sake of peace, and that kind of throws things into question. So far, we understand the elections are going forward. Election materials are being distributed now as we speak. The elections are only 4 weeks away, and what's really uncertain is whether the Taliban, who have vehemently opposed these elections, have said that they will attack anything associated with the elections, whether they're trying to make this a condition for further talks with the Afghans, which is the next step in this process.
That's reporter Jennifer Glass in Kabul. Jennifer, thank you.
Good to talk to you, Leila.